Hello, 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 everyone around the world. How you doing, guys? How you doing? I hope you're good. I hope you're great. Wow, it's been a while. It's been a very long time. I have been talking to you guys. I think it's been like over a month now. I took a break like for the entire month of June, and you know. I will tell you the reason why I've been like, you know, been quiet. And in fact, one of the main reasons is because of the fact that I've been focusing on myself a lot during this month of June. I've been like doing so much self-introspection, you know. So there are certain things that I wanted to tap into them, so that even when I come back on the show, on the post series, I'll be able to share some of the things that I believe will be able to help you guys to, you know, have a certain perspective when it comes to your life and business. Anyway, welcome to Came Out of Truth. This is a life and business post series right here on Anchor, and you can also listen to us from, you know, other digital platforms. Such as Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us from listen to Came Out of Truth from Google Podcasts. You know, there's plenty, even on Spotify you can find us, Came Out of Truth. Anyway, guys, today I want to talk to you about there's something that I want to speak about life. You know, I want to speak about life today. You know, Came Out of Truth for life. This is one of the new type of episode that we'll be doing, Came with the Truth for Life. Remember, guys, I'm not that kind of person who prepares himself, you know, in terms of how I should speak and everything right here on my press service. I just, like, you know, choose to be natural. So please don't try to think that you know, I'm jumping on things. I'm just speaking whatever that is in my mind right now. So whatever that my mind says, I must say, I'm going to say it. But I'm going to try to not to confuse you guys. This is Came Out of Truth for Life. You know, Came Out of Truth for Life. And I'll be giving you a brief of other, you know, segments of the post series that we'll be having already on Came Out of Truth. So without any further ado, let me just tell you the topic of today, which is who lied to you. First and foremost, guys, I need you to understand something, you know, and I'm glad that some people on social media, because there was something that I was, you know, I shared, in fact, on social media, whereby, you know, I was explaining the trinity of life, like the natural trinity of life, you know, whereby I said, there's a spirit, there's heaven, there's earth, you know, so creation, formation and manifestation. You have the sun, the moon, and the divine light. And, you know, we have, you know, the weight. I'll probably say you have the thoughts, you have the feelings, and then we have the action. So the point that I want to address is this one that is mostly common, whereby people call the Bible the Word of God. So when you sit down and ask yourself questions like, what is a word? Because even in the Bible, in Genesis, they say, in the beginning there was a word. Now you ask yourself, what is a word? Then you get to realize, when you think deeply, then you get to realize that when you're speaking about the word, you're speaking about like thoughts, you think, you're speaking about ideas, you're speaking about the spirit. So now the words or the spirit is sitting in the heavens. That's why even when you look at in the Bible, our Father prayer is that say, "Our Father who art in heaven," and art is creation. So that means who creates and formation whatsoever in the heavens. And the spirit, like I said, we have the spirit. We have we also have like something like the mind. We have the body, you know, which is like the heaven, the earth. So now, when I say who lied to you, I need you to understand something, that in your mind is all about formation. But the spirit or the thoughts are sitting at, like let's say, like at your environment, your mental environment. But the thoughts are the thoughts, and that's part of creation. That's where creation happens. That's the creator. Now you go and now put the thoughts in the mind, whereby you're gonna bring some formation. You create and you form. Then later on, when you take action, that's what we're saying, you're doing the manifestation. But the topic of today is mainly about understanding that who's been lying to you. Meaning, which spirit or what kind of a spirit has been dominating in your mind? What kind of words, what kind of thoughts have been dominating in your mind? Who's been lying to you? Who lied to you and said you are poor? Who lied to you and said you're not good enough? Who lied to you and said you need to let go of this and take this? Who lied to you? Who lied to you that you are not, you are not capable of probably becoming maybe the only person in the world to do something that is like out of this world? Like who lied to you? Who lied to you and say not everybody can open a business? Who's telling you that? Is it a good spirit or a bad spirit? Is it the good thoughts or the bad thoughts? Is it the good word or the bad word? Who's been feeding you lies? Look around you. Look around you, internally and externally. Who's been lying to you? Who gave you a title? Who gave you an identity that says you are poor? That says you're inferior? Who gave you that? Who lied to you? Who told you that some people, must be poor and some people must be rich? Who lied to you? Who told you to hate your brother? Who told you to hate yourself? Who told you to think that just because you're now working at a certain type of a job, now you have to think that you are better than other people? Who told you that? Who lied to you? I think this is the most powerful question that you need to ask yourself during a process of self-introspection, during a process of personal growth. Because until you let go of the voices, until you let go of that voice, until you let go of that noise, until you let go of those thoughts, words, spirit that are like literally destroying your mind to make you think, because think is a process of form, it's a process that you take when you form an idea or a thought. If you think about a certain type of a woman, or in fact if you have a thought about someone, your mind is gonna form. That means it's going to go through a process of thinking, and now that's where it creates images or scenarios or ways of things that you think that person might say whatsoever. But it begins in the thoughts. It begins in the spirit before it can even go into the soul and before it can even go into the body. It begins in the spirit. When they say some people sold their soul, it means some people have accepted ideas, have accepted wrong ideas that makes them think in a certain way or have a certain perspective in life, and then later on take a certain action to portray or to practice whatever that voice or that spirit or that thought gave to them. Most people are Christians. So let's take a religious perspective of Christianity. When Jesus was telling his disciples to stop worrying about food, what they're gonna eat, what they're gonna wear and stuff, and then he said to them, he told them what to do actually. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you desire you shall have them. There's a part where we also talk about ask, believe and receive. This is the reason why I'm quoting this thing, because I wanted to show you something, guys, that when he said seek first the kingdom of God, you have to ask yourself, what is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? That means when you talk about a kingdom, you're talking about a dominion of a certain king in a certain area. I don't know if you understand, because you can't say you have a kingdom without having a certain type of area, a certain type of belonging. So that's why he said the kingdom of God, where God dominates. This means you need to seek first the right words, the right thought, the right creator, because he said, and his righteousness. That means you don't just seek the kingdom of any God, but you seek the one with his righteousness. So you can only have righteousness, or righteousness can only be created or be formed in the mind, but it comes from the righteous one, the righteous creator, the righteous thought. So this means you need a righteous thought to have a righteous mind, so that you can, and all the righteous things that you wish to have, you shall have them. He was literally talking about the thoughts, the feelings, and the actions. He was literally talking about the spirit, the mind, and the body. The wind, the earth, the heavens, all those kind of things. He was talking about that. But the main thing that we need to understand is that he didn't just say that out of confusion or randomly. He was specific because he knew that the first thing that you need to have is the right thought. So now you need to ask yourself, who's been giving you the thoughts that you have? Have you been having righteous thoughts that formed a righteous reality in your mind, and it helped you to take the righteous action on earth or in life? Look at your life right now. Look at everything. Whether you are broke or you have money, whether you have close to your family or you are not, look at everything and ask yourself, who lied to you? Who said you must just go to school, finish school and go and get a job, and then if you can't get a job, then you're not good enough, like that's the only way that you can make it in life? Who said to you, in order for you to be successful, you have to go to school, or you have to probably go to this place or whatever. Like, who lied to you? Who said you can be a zillionaire? Because I've never heard of anyone like being a zillionaire. But who said you can never be like that? Because I know that maybe there's some people who probably thought they could be like that, but somebody or some thought came in and like, nah, I don't even think like that. Because what we need to understand, people, is that this life we live is not a coincidence. This life we live is not a coincidence, because even from the creation of it, it was never created from out of coincidence. Everything, you can see it from nature, you can see it from our body, it was calculated. For some reason, when your feet walk, something happens at the same time in your body. For some reason, your whole body, whenever you do something, like, it works like everything in unity. Your hands can move around your face, saying you're taking a bath, but your mind is thinking about which side now you should take, while at the same time your feet probably are standing in a certain way, or your body, or whatsoever, your eyes are closed, and what, like, everything works in union. Everything is so calculated. So don't even think that your life is a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. But we need to be careful about the thoughts that we have as people. I don't want to talk about the manifestation part right now. I want us to talk about the root, the foundation. Because that's where everything starts. Hence, I'm asking, who lied to you? Because I know that most of us, our self-esteem has dropped. Most of us have done so many wrong things. Most of us have made so many mistakes. So the question is, who lied to you? Who lied to me and you? And there's a certain phrase that I like that the Christians always say, the devil is a liar. So this means any negative thought that comes in your head, understand that it comes from the devil. If you can just use the Christian perspective, understand that it comes from the devil. Because the devil is a lie. Any thought that tells you that you can never be rich, any thought that can tell you that you can never do something, any thought that can tell you that you can never get any type of a partner that you want, any thought that is going to tell you that you can never get anything you want in life, any thought that can tell you that, understand that it's a lie. It's a lie. Any external forces that will tell you that, you're going to die. Any thought that's going to tell you that, to sell fear or inferior to you, or to tell you that you're not good enough, to tell you that you need to probably be fake in order to be accommodated in certain types of groups or whatsoever. Like, any thought that's going to tell you an alternative truth, or probably in fact that's going to tell you anything that is the opposite of the truth, then understand that it comes from a negative spirit, it comes from a negative creator, it comes from a negative thought, it comes from a negative energy. And it's all up to you. You have the power to accept a lie or the truth. Even in the Bible, yes, Jesus said, the truth shall set you free. You will never be free until you accept free thoughts, or the thoughts of freedom. So in order for you to be free in your mind, you need to be free with your thoughts. So hence I'm saying, who lied to you? Who gave you the lie? Who gave you the wrong idea? Who gave you the wrong words? Who gave you the wrong thoughts? Who's been lying to you? Who lied to you and said being an African, it's not being good enough? Who lied to you? Who said to you, Africans started from being an African, started from slavery. Like, who lied to you? Who has been telling you all these lies? Who has been the devil in your life? Who lied to you? Black woman, who lied to you? Who said you're not beautiful with your natural hair? Who said you're not good enough just because you don't have a job? Who said you're not good enough just because you have three kids with three different men and they all left you? Who said you're a fool for having so much love? Who said you're a fool for caring? Who said you're a fool for taking care of your siblings? Who said you're not good enough, black woman? Black man, who said you're not strong? Black man, who told you that you need money to impress a woman instead of love? Who told you to hate your brother? Who told you to compete? Who told you to discipline a woman through violence? Who told you to disrespect a black woman and treat her like a bitch? Yeah, who told you that? Who told you to pour some champagne on a black woman's butt and tell her to dance in front of your face? Who told you to turn a black woman into a slut? Who told you to do that? Who told you to insult your mom? Like, who lied to you, black man? Who told you that black woman is a bitch instead of calling her a queen? Who lied to you? What kind of a music have you been listening to? What kind of books have you been reading? What kind of TV programs have you been watching? What kind of radio stations have you been listening to? Who lied to you? This thing is deep, guys. I want you to do a self-introspection about your thoughts. I want you to understand and listen and ask yourself, whose voice has been living in my head? Whose voice has been talking to me, telling me something, giving me, feeding me ideas? Who's been lying to me? And if you're a religious person, ask yourself, have you been talking to God or the devil? Have you been talking to God or the devil? When you are into African spirituality, have you been talking to Mother Nature or artificial reality? Have you been talking to nature or the artificial reality? Who's been lying to you? Who said money is power and people are slaves? Who said money is the master and people are slaves? Who said people must work for money instead of money working for them? Who lied to you? Who lied to you? Who said, just because I'm Kemo, black man from South Africa, who said another black man in America is not my brother? Who said we are not one? Who said someone from South Africa and someone from America, even though they have the same skin color, even though they are both regarded as Africans, who said they're not one? Who lied to you? Who said you must kill your own brother, your own sister? Who said you must rape them? Who lied to you? Who influenced you? Who gave you the thoughts? People, I need you to understand, this life is not a coincidence. There are energies out there. There are spirits out there that really want to win our soul, which is our mind, which is our heavens. And if we're gonna let those spirits, those thoughts, those ideas to have a place in our heavens, which is in our minds, we're going to form a certain reality in our lives that one that we're not gonna like. So we need to understand something. Before we change our thinking, we need to change our thoughts. We need to be careful of who's talking to us. That's what I can say for now, guys. Thank you very much for listening. This is Kemo the Truth. You can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. My name is Kemo Somkoena, guys. I love you so much. One love. This is an African dream. Peace.